proud to follow. Bradford City.
BBC Radio Leeds.
I just thought we had to freshen it up tonight, obviously, with what's coming up at the weekend, but not just that, but the games going beyond that and what's gone on before, where I felt we looked a bit stale, certainly at Peterborough. And I just felt the lads who've not been in the team deserved an opportunity tonight, and they took it really well, I thought, and you know, that would do the morale in the squad the world of good.
Francois Zocco has been waiting for that first goal. He's had a couple of chances. I mean, he's been sent on in difficult situations quite often, so you must be delighted for him.
I'm so pleased for him because now, he's been a good lad when he's not been in the team. He's been waiting patiently for that goal. He's been getting more and more frustrated as the weeks have gone by because he knows he can score. But that goal will do him the world of good. And you know, all the lads, the reaction in the dressing room when he came in at the end, they were so pleased for him. And you know, I am as well, because he deserved that with his all-round performance.
90 minutes for James Hansen.
Yeah, I mean, ideally I was going to bring him off after 70 tonight because that may be enough for him. But you know, he's a fit, athletic lad, and we'll give him plenty of time to recover before the weekend.
All the players who came in, I think, impressed in different ways, which must delight you, because obviously, as you say, they've been sort of biding their time and, yeah, and almost getting frustrated themselves. Is it difficult to keep the lid on that frustration for the players?
They've been great, I've got to say. You know, Matty Dolan has had practically no game time in the league for us this season, but I thought he was excellent tonight, Matty. He read the game really well on a difficult surface. He passed the ball well when he had time. And Chris, playing him in a slightly unfamiliar role just on the right of the three there, showed great energy. And he's pleased for those three in particular, because when you play after a long period of inactivity, it's very, very difficult. But they handled it well.
Must be great to have allowed the rest for so many players ahead of Saturday's game as well, because that is a heavy pitch.
Yeah, I mean, it's the game, you know, I didn't think it was going to be on yesterday because there was heavier rain forecast than we actually got. So we're pleased it was played, because we had to get back to winning ways tonight after the two defeats, and I'm so pleased we've been able to do that. Obviously, with Gary Little's suspension as well, that, you know, that would have ruled him out for the weekend, which would have been a blow for us, but also for him as well, because he's been one of our key players this season. So there's no one happier than Gary when the ref decided the game could go ahead.
And now you really can look forward to an FA Cup quarter final. It can almost sink in properly now.
Yeah, that's right. We can enjoy it now. And you know, we said before the Sunderland game, when we beat MK Dons, you can enjoy the build-up so much more with the points in the bag. And, you know, we'll let the lads have a bit of rest, the ones who need it. You know, the likes of Derby and McArdle, obviously, who played so much football. And we'll regroup, get back at the training ground, and, you know, set out how we're going to play against Reading. And, you know, I can't wait for the game now, you know. And, you know, me and Steve are not great people to be around when we've got beat. You know, we've been frustrated over the last week, and not annoyed with the lads, because they've given us everything, but we just felt we had to do something different tonight. And all the staff, when we came in yesterday, everyone said, no, we need to make changes to stimulate the group and freshen the pack up a bit.
You have your fingers crossed for the weather for the rest of the week, won't you?
Yeah, the weather's predicted to be fine, so the pitch will be a lot better by the weekend.
Proud to follow Bradford City.
BBC Radio Leeds.